WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 68 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. The Grimes County Sheriff's Department says there is a major structure fire at the intersection of County Road 174 and 173, which could cause problems for commuters coming from Iola. A listener says the fire department tankers are having to shuttle water between Keith and the fire, so watch out for fire trucks along FM 244 and County Road 174 this morning. Two semi-drivers escaped life-threatening injuries early yesterday morning in a crash on Highway 21 in Cook's Point between Bryan and Caldwell. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says both were headed east at 2 in the morning when the lead truck began attempting a right turn.
It appears that the gentleman that was making the right turn had swung out too far towards the left turn lane and then came back across into the path of Unit 2.
Morgan says the lead semi was hauling pipe and the other was transporting auto parts. Both loads stayed upright. For 2 hours yesterday morning, northbound traffic on the freeway was affected by four crashes involving 10 vehicles. Bryan Officer Kelly McKeithen says the first crash was caused by trouble with backed up traffic.
A F-350 truck was attempting to enter the freeway just north of Briarcrest, but it could not pull over onto the freeway due to traffic. The truck did not realize that the exit ramp was backed up from Boonville and struck the rear end of a Hyundai Santa Fe.
The SUV then took off across the freeway.
Well, that Santa Fe was kind of pushed forward and accelerated and crossed all of the northbound lanes, the medium, the southbound lanes, the feeder on the southbound side, and ended up in someone's backyard.
The driver of the Santa Fe was pinned and had to be removed by firefighters. The driver was hospitalized with significant injuries, but none believed to be life-threatening. A College Station woman is accused of trying to hire someone to kill the father of her child. College Station police report 33-year-old Nicolette Beard was arrested after she made a down payment to undercover detectives. Officers became aware yesterday when a man who knew Beard appeared at the police department. The intended target was located for his safety. Police did not reveal who has custody of the child or the amount of the down payment. Yesterday was a full day for the College Station City Council and the four finalists for city manager. Later today, the council will meet in executive session and could emerge with a selection. The council's agenda also takes up proposed regulations in the South Knoll neighborhood.
Councilwoman Blanche Brick followed the development of the neighborhood plan. Among the 60 recommendations are placing restrictions on overnight parking and reducing the maximum number of unrelated residents per home by neighborhood petition and council approval.
Whatever that majority would be defined to be, I know in Bryan they have this at 66%, which is one way of controlling some of the issues that we have seen in parking and in the kind of lifestyle that comes with rental to a younger group, an age group, as students have moved off campus.
6 weeks ago, the Planning and Zoning Commission unanimously endorsed the plan following a 2.5-hour public hearing with 26 speakers. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The Brazos County Tax Office will see between 400 and 500 people each day at the end of the month. Because William Joel Bryan Parkway will be blocked starting midnight Friday for the Texas Reds Festival, Tax Assessor-Collector Christy Rowe advises people to do their business in person today or next Monday.
Just avoid us like the plague on Friday because it is just going to be extremely difficult. They are going to be blocking the street, William J. Bryan, the main street, right at the cross street or the side street by the tax office, which is where people walk across from the parking lot, and it's going to be very dangerous.
A year from now, Roe hopes to be in their new building off Pendleton, north of the corner of University and Boonville.
I did drive out by the location this week, and the infrastructure has started. They've started trenching and starting getting everything ready at the location.
Vehicle registration renewals that have not expired can also be done at Brazos County HEB and Kroger stores. This morning in Washington, a meeting is scheduled of Republican members of the House regarding funding the federal government starting October 1st. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan favors making big changes when they consider raising the debt ceiling, which follows the passage of a continuing resolution.
You think about the Congressional Review Act or Graham Rudman or things like that. Those all occurred during periods of time when we had divided government, and so those were attached to debt ceiling votes. So in this particular situation, I think what we did is we had a one-year delay to everything in Obamacare, all the taxes, all the implementation, all the navigators, all the mandates, and then we do some other things like Keystone, maybe an outline for tax reform, some provisions to change the regulatory structure in Washington, things like that.
Flores expects Democrats will try to make hay of Senator Ted Cruz's 21-hour filibuster, which also received negative feedback from other Senate Republicans. From Fort Worth will come America's new $100 bill. Going into circulation next month, the new C-note is aimed at fighting back against counterfeiters with improved printers and technology. It still carries the image of Franklin, one of America's founding fathers, but it adds part of the Declaration of Independence from Franklin's left shoulder to the right edge of the bill. A quill and an inkwell are printed behind the text, and a blue ribbon runs near the center of the bill. The ink in the well changes colors when the bill is turned. And if you use a lot of forever stamps, get them before the next price hike. A request has been made for a 3-cent increase to help offset a projected loss of $6 billion this year, blamed in part by Congress not enacting legislation overhauling Postal Service operations. WTAW News Time is 7:12. It's 68 degrees. The Sick at the News is brought to you by Zwerdeman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zwerdeman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwerdeman Flooring. Now is the time to update your flooring for your fall football and holiday guests. Simply visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildfire Drive in Bryan or call 776-2800, that's 776-2800 for Zwerdeman Flooring today.
Honey, where'd you go?
Home.
You've left me in the forest. What am I supposed to do?
Check your laptop for AggielandHelpWanted.com.
You left me in the forest!
Get a job. They have hundreds of local jobs. Drivers, electricians, plumbers, heating, air, and post your resume. It's free.
This is crazy! Get away!
Are you okay?
Well, I thought I saw a big bear.
Well, check it out. AggielandHelpWanted.com.
Actually, it was a bunny rabbit, but it was big!
Long name, amazing results.
Windows and saving you money. Yep, that has a lot to do with one another, because how many windows do you have in your home? Do you even know right off the top of your head? If any of those windows are inefficient, then obviously you're spending more on your utilities than you should. Now, you notice it again as we talk about when we get cold weather and the wind blows out of the north and you can maybe feel that air coming in. But the deal is that exchange is going on all the time. If your windows aren't efficient when it's cold, they're not efficient when it's warm either. You just don't notice it. Well, the folks at Intercon can fix that for you, and it just takes a phone call. Call Intercon at 823-3639. They'll come out there. They'll assess your situation. They'll give you an estimate, and then there's never any high pressure because Intercon knows they have a good product at a fair price, and they've got a lot of satisfied customers to back that up. So if you want to do something about the efficiency of your home through your windows, and by the way, don't forget about solar screens, then give the folks at Intercon a call at 823-3639. And know this, if you're a BTU customer, they have some initiatives out there that can help you when it comes to paying for the things that will lower your utility bill. So get in touch with BTU if you're one of their customers to find out about that. And then give Intercon a call, 823-3639.
You just can't beat the American-built Toyota Tundra, the truck that's over-engineered where it matters most. Its dependability is the stuff of legend. And with great deals going on right now, there's never been a better time to own one. Yep, the Tundra's got all the qualities you want in a truck. It can take whatever you can throw at it, at the job site, and on the weekends. Tundra is more of a workhorse than a pickup, really. Always there for you when you need it. And while Tundras are built to last, this offer won't. So get to your local Toyota dealer today and drive off in your new 2013 Tundra. Complete with complimentary Toyota Care. A great deal. A great reason to come in today. Get 0 for 60 plus $2,500 on a 2013 Tundra Crewmax Special Edition for a total savings over $6,900. Toyota, let's go places. visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states ends 9/30/13.
Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling. Call today and ask about their checkup program. That's a twice-a-year checkup to keep your family comfortable all year long. Call them at 690-2278. Here's some numbers.
High pressure, it's in control of the weather through at least the start of the weekend. We'll have sunshine today with a high anywhere from 90 to 95 degrees. Clear tonight, lows close to 70. Sunshine is back with us on Friday. Highs will be 90 to 95. Friday night, partly cloudy. Lows will be near 75 degrees. Saturday, we'll see sunshine. We could see a shower or a thunderstorm. Highs on Saturday, 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. We'll get the Razorback side of things for the A&M game this coming weekend. Also, Major League Baseball pennant races are heating up and NFL IR lists coming out as well for the Cowboys and Texans. We'll get all that and more in just a minute. Do we have time for a poem?
We're going to do some poetry?
Would you like a poem?
Oh, sure.
I would love a poem, Kevin.
I found this on Joe Pag's page. He's a talk show guy, okay? I do not like this, Uncle Sam. I do not like this healthcare scam. I do not like these dirty crooks or how they lie and cook the books. I do not like it when Congress steals. I do not like their secret deals. I do not like this speaker man. I do not like this. Yes, we can. I do not like the spending sprees. I'm smart. I know nothing's free. I do not like their smug replies when I complain about their lies. I do not like this kind of hope. I do not like it. Nope, nope, nope.
Oh, very good. I like
That's
that.
That's wonderful. Yeah.
I thought that was terribly fun.
Well, yeah.
That is funny.
On the heels of Ted Cruz reading it.
Sure. Why not? And again, then saying Stand United, and they all voted for it. So I guess they did Stand United, right? Just on the other side of what he had gone ahead and... it wasn't a filibuster, was it?
No,
whatever
not
he did for 21 hours and 19 minutes. Yeah, okay. Well, good. As a public service, we'll let you know what the new television shows are tonight. Because, you know, we all build our world around television shows. Mm-hmm. Big Bang Theory starts their seventh season. That, Jim Parsons won again, right? Third
I
year
believe
in a
that
row
is correct,
or something
yeah.
like that. Parks and Recreation tonight. That's Heidi Klum will be on, along with Henry Winkler.
Wow.
Fonzie is selling reverse mortgages now. Have you seen that?
Yes, I have.
Oh, man. Okay. Between Fred Thompson and Henry Winkler, you can't get away from it. But also Lucy Lawless will be on there. I wonder if she's going to sing. Michael J. Fox show premieres on NBC. This Robin Williams show, which they're really promoting way, way too much, you know? Just not sure whether
Well, my
that's
guess is
good.
They've got a lot of money tied up in
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I think they probably do. That's on CBS tonight. Grey's Anatomy starts its 10th season. Glee does its fifth season premiere with a Beatles-themed episode. Two and a Half Men, it's been on for 11 seasons. Wow, I used to watch that.
It used to be funny.
Yeah, now it's just nasty. The, Project Runway, and also Elementary and Parenthood. So those are all your premieres coming up, and now...
Dun-dun-dun!
What men fear the most.
That list could be very long.
What men fear the most. Let's see, I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I love counting on the radio. I think it's so much fun. Anyway, I got 8 of them for you.
You're ministering to all those math-oriented people.
24% are frightened of getting bad breath. Getting bad breath? Okay.
Or having bad breath.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's like something you catch.
Immortal bad breath.
31% are scared of going deaf. 45% dread needing jam jar glasses.
That's cool, though. That's a hipster thing now.
Yeah. What's that, jam jar glasses?
The kids will go around with, like, thick glasses they don't even need. As a person who has to wear glasses,
what?
I find it morally apprehensible.
What?
People who wear glasses because they think it looks cool.
I've not heard of this. Thick glasses?
Like, big, chunky. You've seen all the young people with those real chunky frame, big old glasses.
No, I haven't. But again, I'm not.
I mean, the 70s glasses started becoming popular when I was in high school. You know, the old track coach looking glasses. You know what I'm talking about? You know, put on your zipped up suit with your little gold medallion over your hairy chest. That's, you know, that look.
No, I don't. No, I want to know.
Jumpsuit.
Well, fine, but what's that got to do with glasses?
That's what goes with those kind of glasses.
Okay, well, kind of describe the glasses.
And a comb over. They're like aviator glasses, except more track coach looking. But that was when I was in high school. Now it's just these big, very chunky glasses.
Okay, why did you call them tracker? Because the track coach at Navasota wore them? Is that?
No, they just look like some trap. They look like if there was a track coach on Charlie's Angels, that is what he would have worn. That's what they look like.
Hello?
Those would be Geezy glasses.
Oh. All right, I got it.
Huh?
He was a track coach at A&M. Actually, he's the cross-country coach who won about, I don't know, 7 or 8 state championships. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. Back when consolidated athletics were horrible. They were just horrible. He was winning state championships. Anyway, back to things that men fear. 61% losing their teeth.
Oh.
64% scared of getting fat. 75% worried about going gray. And the number one thing that men are most worried about...
Great.
We have nothing to worry about.
That's right.
Yeah.
You have no fear, right?
I'm no longer going.
You have no fear,
no,
right?
No, I'm there.
Okay. Well, that's, just so you know, you're ahead of the game.
Men shouldn't necessarily be afraid of that. You can be bald and very good looking. I'm just saying.
Mine doesn't have anything to do with the fact that I, one way or the other way it looks, I have no decisions.
Yeah.
If I want to grow my hair out and do, yeah. I got nothing.
That's right. Yeah. So there.
If I want a flat top, I can't get one.
No. It's that's just well, but
well,
just,
some people are born. I can't get tan, but I'm not whining about it.
But think about all the decisions you don't have to make now, right? From that standpoint, it's much easier.
Well, I can dry my head with a napkin, so
hello?
I mean, that's not bad.
Cat is again my favorite person, seeing as I'm bald.
And you're probably very handsome.
There you go. A new study from PricewaterhouseCoopers says most people want to pick and choose what channels they get from their internet and TV providers. The a la carte concept, not a new thing, but most people figure they'd save some money by eliminating the channels that they never watch. TLC, Oxygen, and many, 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 many more. Every once in a while, I wander on up there into the 700s or, I guess the 300s or this, because the 700 is HD.
Yeah.
Boy, there's some unusual channels there.
Yes.
Anyway, so how much would you pay for your favorite TV channel? Now, most consumers say they're willing to shell out around $3 a month for the ones that they watch. Okay? And those are the rich ones. 16%, for example, say they wouldn't pay more than 99 cents a month for a channel that they want. And a quarter of us say that we'd pay between $2 and $3 for that.
And kind of similarly, a lot of people in my age group, at least that I know of, they just don't have time or they don't bother with that. And they just buy whatever they want to watch off of Netflix. They just go directly to
the show,
and don't bother with any other TV.
But I presume that in most cases, Netflix, there are a few shows that are, for instance, currently on the major networks. And then Netflix produces some of their own, like House of Cards. But I think there's probably some content that they can't get there. I'd say between Netflix and Hulu, they could.
Apparently, they get whatever they want one way or the other.
Well, that is, after all, what today's generation wants, today's consumer wants, not just the generations, transgenerational. I mean, they want what they want, and they want it right now.
I'd be more than happy to pay a couple bucks for some of the History Channel. So I'm just a documentary geek, though.
Well, I understand. Most consumers, 57%, say they'd only be willing to pay up to 99 cents for that channel per month. But again, like you say, an HD2 has some pretty interesting stuff on there. And, you know, for a long time I had like 17 episodes of How It's Made.
Oh, I love that show.
And it is.
That's pretty cool.
Well, and Modern Marvels, I think, is pretty good. But again, those aren't entertainment-driven shows necessarily. And, of course, I also enjoyed Hoarders for 40 minutes. By the way, that's been canceled.
Well, it's because they ran out of people.
They were tired of looking at sinks full of roaches.
Or they couldn't find them because they were buried.
Yeah. But again, at some point, and I forget what it was. Actually, what happened is we watched an entire episode and about 10 minutes into the second one, and it just got so uncomfortable.
Yeah. Were you just afraid you would go to sleep that night on just a stack of pizza boxes?
No, just that people do that, and obviously there's some problems there. But anyway, Hoarders Extreme Cleaning Specialist Matt Paxton partnered with ServiceMaster to help hoarders around the country. But after it's been on for 6 seasons. I didn't know that.
My guess is part of that was also the crew revolting. We ain't going back
yeah,
in there.
Yeah, we've done
I'm not doing this anymore.
Well, you get to the point where after you've done it for 6 years, if you found one that's even worse than what you've seen in 6 years, you know, pretty sad. And, you know, again, that speaks to people who are having some issues in their life, shall
we
say.
Without question.
Yeah, and so it is. It's an uncomfy show. So that one's gone.
Batteries Plus is now Batteries Plus Bulbs. Visit Batteries Plus Bulbs in College Station on the corner of Texas and Holloman. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Get what you need.
The 2014 Honda models will be arriving soon at Allen Honda, so the 2013s must go. Hurry into Allen Honda right now for the best selection of remaining 2013 models and get 0.9% for up to 60 months on the popular 2013 Accord, Civic, CR-V, Odyssey, Pilot, and Fit. The all-new 2014s will be here soon, so visit Allen Honda for a low finance rate and a great buying experience. Allen's got your Honda.
Good morning, it's 727 at Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be alert, early bird, go to BrazosBounty.com. Going to have another warm one. Last couple of days, it's been 95, 96, something like that. We'll continue to have that today. But then it cools down in the evening. 66 will be our low tonight. Then not quite so warm tomorrow. We've got a slight chance of showers at 10% on Friday and Friday night. Saturday, a 40% chance of showers during the day with a high of 90 and 40% chance of showers on Saturday night. And then Sunday, a 50-50 chance of showers with a high of only 82. Right now, winds are calm, 81% relative humidity, and it's 68.
Don't spend another football season waiting on a table somewhere and fighting the crowds to get there. This year, say goodbye to the game day traffic by saying hello to an outdoor kitchen from Line Home Products. Line Home Products has everything you need to create the perfect outdoor setting for any game day occasion. They offer custom gas grills, patio heating, fire pits, and custom fireplaces. Whether you just want to relax outdoors with your family or entertain guests for this fall, Line Home Products has you covered. Visit linehomeproducts.com. That's L-Y-N-E homeproducts.com or call 979-229-9051.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bianski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
As scientists meet in Sweden this week, the LA Times hit them between the eyes with this headline: Global warming hiatus puts climate change scientists on the spot. Here it is, folks, in black and white, the cold, and I do mean cold, hard truth. Since just before the start of the 21st century, the Earth's average global surface temperature has failed to rise, despite soaring levels of heat-trapping greenhouse gases and years of dire warnings from environmental advocates. That quote isn't me, although it could have been. It's the LA Times. And as scientists with the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change gather this week at the UN, declared the Times, they are finding themselves pressured to explain this glaring discrepancy. Now remember, it wasn't just fringe activists who were issuing dire warnings about global warming. It was large numbers of politicized scientists. It was the entire political left. It was the Democrat Party. It was Vice President Al Gore pushing this agenda on school kids with his movie propaganda. Sad to say, even some witless Republicans are roped in. And though the LA Times forgets it now, it was the drive-by media with constant hysteria on global warming that made it an international issue. So it isn't just scientists who need to feel the heat. It's the entire global community of politicians, media types, teachers, and scientists who should feel the pressure to explain away their fraudulent junk science hoax.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Charles answered the phone. It was the police. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. You see, LifeLock uncovered multiple fraudulent credit applications. They shut him down. They helped Charles restore his good name and credit. Identity theft is a global crime, and you cannot fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com/rush for details and a special 10% discount. Or just call and use the promo code RUSH to get the special 10% discount. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. Network does not cover all transactions, and the scope may vary.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Byinsky with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com. Today.
3 years before the founding of Texas A&M, ANCO Insurance was insuring cotton barges carrying cargo on the Brazos River. Today, our clients include farmers and ranchers, large industry and major corporations, as well as the store around the corner. Customer service and the best insurance products and services are our primary focus. We have the experience to help your business in today's stressful times. Visit ANCO Insurance at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 68 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. With the highest level trauma center in the region, we're here if you need us. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. If you're coming into town from Iola, try to avoid County Road 174. A listener, verified by Grimes County Sheriff Department, says there's a structure fire at the intersection of County Road 174 and 173, and the fire department tankers are having to shuttle water between Keith and the fire. Watch out for fire trucks along FM 244 and County Road 174. A hitman turned out to be a College Station undercover detective. That led to the arrest of a College Station woman for solicitation to commit capital murder. An acquaintance went to police yesterday claiming 33-year-old Nicolette Beard wanted to hire someone to kill the father of her child. Police located the intended target and arranged a meeting with Beard. The amount of the down payment was not disclosed, nor was the age of the child or who has custody. A truck trying to merge into backed up traffic during yesterday morning's commute caused a wreck that resulted in three more with a total of 10 cars involved. Officer Kelly McKeithen with Bryan Police says the driver of a 3-ton truck didn't see traffic ahead of her and stopped. The truck rear-ended two vehicles, the first being an SUV.
350 then continued on and struck the rear end of a Kia, causing that vehicle to kind of spin around and face the south, face in the direction of south. And then the 350 stopped in the grassy area right there in front of the Boonville Scott and White Clinic.
McKeithen says the wreck stretched from Bryan into College Station and sent two people to the hospital.
Make sure you have enough room between you and the first person, or the person in front of you, so that if you were to get struck from behind, that you will not strike the person in front of you. Because even though we don't deem you at fault for striking the person in front of you, insurance companies might.
McKeithen says staying about a car length to a car and a half away from the car in front of you will help decrease the car's hit from behind in these situations. A semi making a wide right turn was rear-ended by another semi early yesterday morning. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says the crash at 2 a.m. was on Highway 21 in Cook's Point between Caldwell and Bryan and hurt both drivers. Neither were believed to have suffered life-threatening injuries.
The lead vehicle that was making the right turn was hauling pipe, and the other one was hauling auto parts.
Morgan says neither load spilled. Setting up the Texas Reds Festival starts on Friday. That means those who have business in downtown Bryan will have traffic challenges. William Joel Bryan Parkway will be blocked west of Texas as of midnight Friday. Brazos County Tax Assessor Collector Christy Rowe has a safety concern for those coming to her office north of the courthouse on Friday.
We're just very concerned about the increased traffic there. And the fact that so many people are going to be coming in, there's not going to be a lot of places to park either.
In the meantime, site preparation has started the new tax office located on Pendleton Drive near Boonville and University.
I was excited to get some pictures texted to me saying, look, there's action out on the lot. All I know is that we, of course, have an architect. We have a plan. We have this contract let and is actually in process, and then we'll be looking for a contractor for actual construction of the building very shortly.
Rose says if your vehicle registration has not expired, renewals are available at Kroger and HEB stores in Brazos County. Or do your business at the tax office today or next Monday. Tonight's College Station City Council meeting takes up about 60 changes in land use regulations proposed for the South Knoll neighborhood.
The neighborhood plan received the unanimous backing of the Planning and Zoning Commission a month and a half ago. Councilwoman Blanche Brick says changes are the result of families moving out and college students moving in.
It was sometimes heartbreaking to sit there and listen to people who said, I feel like my neighborhood has been stolen. I bought into a neighborhood of families and raised my family here, and I've invested, and this is where I'm retiring, and all of a sudden it's not the same neighborhood, and I'm not sure I can retire in it.
Brick supports a two-thirds or three-fourths vote to property owners to reduce the number of unrelated residents per home and restricting overnight street-side parking. While the council takes stand up at the end of the meeting, the beginning includes the possible vote on a new city manager. Four finalists were in town yesterday for interviews, and the council scheduled to review the candidates today in executive session. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
There's another shift in the U.S. House regarding immigration reform. Congressman Bill Flores says it comes from the Democrats wanting to make this a political issue.
Essentially mess up this bipartisan deal that gang of eight had been working on. And so Judge Carter and Sam Johnson pulled out of it. I mean, if I had been part of it, I would have recommended the same thing. So what you're going to see going forward sometime this fall, depending on how protracted this fiscal situation, you'll see the Republicans come up with their own sort of step-by-step approach that deals with immigration and its discrete components.
Fellow Texas Republicans John Carter and Sam Johnson announced last week they were leaving the House Immigration Working Group because of their lack of faith that the president could enforce current and new laws necessary to solve the immigration problem. And first, someone stole Willie Nelson's stuffed toy armadillo from a concert stage in New York City. Now, the 80-year-old was forced to pull out of four shows through the weekend due to a shoulder injury. Willie's publicist says he's under doctor's orders to rest for a week. He's still scheduled to perform October 15th in Louisville, the day he releases his new duets album. WTAW News Time is 7:37. It's 69 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Buffy Simink. If I'm in front of a grill or behind the wheel of my race car, I couldn't ask for anything more. But my life changed when I was pinned under my car and trailer and I stopped breathing. I am grateful that I was taken to St. Joseph Trauma Center. I had massive internal injuries, but the doctors and nurses put me back together again. Today, I'm back to doing the things that I love, and I owe it all to St. Joseph. They saved my life.
St. Joseph, the region's leading healthcare system. Learn more at closertohome.org.
David Gardner's has an event coming up for you. It's October the 4th and 5th. It's the Fall Engagement Ring event, and there's 0% financing for 12 months. They do that. But what they're talking about this year is platinum. And platinum has been around for a long time. One of the things that's interesting is as it's worn, platinum's surface actually becomes harder and more resistant to wear, and so as a result, it develops a patina. And then, as time goes on, it actually kind of takes on this, that's a soft kind of a finish that changes the look. It's a naturally white metal. Now, the interesting thing is that when you talk about gold, and it's 18 karat gold, that's 75% if it's white gold, and then 14 karat white gold is 58%. But platinum jewelry is actually 95% pure. So that plus the fact that platinum is about 30 times more rare than gold, it's more and more a piece of metal that is finding its way back into jewelry again. And a long time ago, over 150 years ago, I'd say, platinum was around a lot more than up to now. So have a look at what platinum is, and it's one of the features that David Gardner will have for their fall engagement event, ring engagement event that's coming up. Again, that's the 4th and 5th at David Gardner's, where Aggies Get Engaged, by the way, is a website that'll tell you all about all the questions you might have. It splits up when you go to the homepage. There's a His page and a her page, and you click on the appropriate page and you get all your questions answered. Pretty easy, huh? That's David Gardner's 911 University Drive.
The new BMW 5 Series comes with two distinct driving modes, comfort and sport. Comfort mode is a more relaxed driving experience. It's like listening to smooth jazz on the beach. Sport mode instantly feels more dynamic and aggressive. It's like listening to a screaming crowd while running with the bulls. The new BMW 5 Series with comfort and sport modes. We only make one thing, the ultimate driving machine.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Weather brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Free foundation evaluations, deep drill bell-bottom piers, and a lifetime guarantee. Learn more about the Anchor Advantage at anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Hot temperatures remain locked in across the region. We'll have lots of sunshine for today. We're going to be somewhere between 90 and 95 this afternoon. It'll be clear tonight with lows around 70 degrees. Tomorrow, sunshine is back. It's another warm one. Highs tomorrow, 90 to 95. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, warm, 75. Partial sun, maybe a shower or thunderstorm on Saturday. Highs will be 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Just an uncanny way to deliver the ball, no matter where he's at on the field.
That's Arkansas head coach Brett Bielema talking about Johnny Football. We'll get Arkansas side of it for the big game coming up this weekend. Also, we've got Major League Baseball closing in on the pennant races and some injuries and fines for Texans and Cowboys. All with sports. We'll do it for you here in about 12 minutes.
And speaking of sports, what you may be hearing in years to come is Kevin delivers the sports, a professor in Japan. Says that sports today are all about world-beating techniques and skills, but that's not all. That's not sport for all. What he believes is that the Olympics needs to add a sport in which anybody can take part. Okay, let's not make the Olympics about world-class ability. Let's make sure it's something where everybody can get a green participation ribbon. And he says everybody ought to be able to do it, regardless of age, gender, or ability. So this guy named Brown has formed a committee called the Japan Hide and Seek Promotion Committee.
Oh, my.
The committee, which claims about 1,000 members, created rules for a formal competition in hide and seek. He said, it may be difficult to get hide and seek into the Olympics, but I see Tokyo 2020 as our big chance.
Oh, good gravy. Not a sport. Don't make me go down that road.
I feel like Quidditch has better chances.
Oh, well, there you go. I don't know what that is. I know what hide and seek is.
Quidditch is at least athletic.
No. Well,
it's a sport invented by the Harry Potter.
That's the reason I missed out on it. Okay, sorry. But no, that's what he says, is this needs to be something that, quote, anyone can take part
no.
in, regardless of age, gender, or ability. No?
No.
Okay.
What performance-enhancing drugs do you take for hide-and-seek?
Yeah, really?
I ate a lot of carrots so I could find you.
Yeah, that's right. So there. Spokesman for New York's Metropolitan Transportation Authority, that's the MTA, says that officials are a little bit irked by the Aflac stunt involving a duck in a subway station. The MTA spokesperson said the insurance company did not have permission to have their spokes duck, I guess if you will, wander the 23rd Street subway station in Manhattan. Ducks don't belong in the subway, especially waddling through the stations, and especially not when they're being used as part of some publicity stunt. It makes it hard for our customers to get around. Bet it would have been a funny commercial, though.
Mm.
Just saying. Now, speaking of commercials, we like them. They pay our salaries.
Mm-hmm.
With the DVR skipping on TVs and ad blocking software online, there is no doubt that many of us don't like commercials and ads, but that doesn't mean that we don't trust them. According to a study from the Global Trust in Advertising and Brand Messaging, that's the Nielsen folks, the number of consumers who trust various forms of advertising has increased from 2007 to 2013. For example, 62% of the respondents said they completely or somewhat trust TV ads. Well, I think it probably matters what the product or service is.
Yep. You know,
I think that would have a lot to do with it. Because if it says If it says as seen on TV or if it's a guy with a British accent showing you some home product, I'm not so sure.
Most of the time, if it ends with 1995.
Yeah, that's right. Plus shipping and handling.
Yes.
But wait, there's more.
If it's so easy.
Yeah. Trust in ads shown before movies had an impressive 18% jump to a 38%. I don't want to go to the movie theater to watch ads. I mean, I just don't. Now, and again, since I don't go very often, I don't know necessarily what the ads are. If it's, let's go out to the lobby, you know, we understand that. But if it's something else, and I don't know necessarily what they show. But anyway, that seems to be doing fairly well. What's interesting is online reviews had a trust rating of 68%. Word of mouth advertising, still the most trusted form at 82% of the respondents. But also remember about word of mouth. It's really interesting. If you have something good that happens, you'll tell 5 people. If you have something bad that happens, you'll tell anybody who'll listen.
Pretty much.
Yeah. When asked which types of ads resonate the most with people, the survey said overwhelmingly the humorous and real-life situation ads. Best ad I can think of right now is the Geico one with the owls. not all owls are smart. Anyway, at the bottom of the list, the things that people might normally assume consumers would want to see have the lowest numbers. Athletic endorsements, only 8% of the people like athletic endorsements. Celebrity endorsements, 12%. And then it says cars, and I guess they mean car ads, since cars don't talk, at 13%. So,
unless it's your mom.
Well, yeah, that's true. Then it'd be your mother, the car. So there you go. Athletic endorsements, celebrity endorsements, and I guess car ads are the ones that people like the least. And word of mouth, once again, continues to be the most trusted form of advertising.
Of course, because nobody's paying them to say
sure.
what they're going to say.
Right. 746. This is kind of interesting now. Drunk driving kills 10,000 Americans every year. One person every 53 minutes is what the statistics say. And there's a big debate about lowering the blood alcohol limit for drivers from 0.08 to 0.05. And while there's a good chance that won't significantly curb the number of drunk driving deaths, most are caused by drivers with a blood alcohol well above the 0.08 right now.
Right.
Anyway, but maybe it's time for some, personal responsibility. Enter the breathometer, the first personal cell phone-powered breathalyzer. The 6-employee California-based company has gotten some good PR about their product throughout the year, and next month folks should be able to get their hands on this potentially, well, pretty revolutionary device. For $49.99, $50, you can buy a Federal Drug Administration registered breathometer. It weighs less than an ounce, works with your Android or iPhone device, and can detect a blood alcohol content between 000 to 0.2.
Do you think the kind of people who do that are going to buy those?
Well,
though?
Just blow into a breath meter, wait 5 seconds, and you learn where you rank on the drunk scale. I'm not exactly sure. I don't know exactly where that would be. And you're right.
If anyone's getting that drunk, obviously they don't care now. I don't think they would care enough to spend $50.
To some extent.
It's going to be a party favor. And that's one thing that's going to happen.
Mm. Yeah.
Because you know that I would have done it.
Oh, yeah, sure. Oh, without a doubt. Oh, yeah.
Let's see what we can blow now.
Yeah. Here, yeah. It's
pass
your turn.
Me another one.
All right. It's your turn. So I'm not exactly sure. I'm glad that it's going to be out on the market. But sure, like anything else, I think we started this with those two words that people hate to hear together, personal responsibility.
Well, I think especially like for Texas Reds,
uh-huh.
it would be perfect. Because if you're walking around and you have a couple glasses of wine.
Want to know where you are?
Yeah. Because,
mm-hmm.
I mean, there are times where I wouldn't know.
Mm-hmm. And if you get out on the, I'm not sure. Well, you know what happens when you get out on the road and you suddenly realize that your cognitive skills are somewhat impaired. What do you do? So yeah, knowing ahead of time might not hurt. And again, I don't know though. At $50, see, that's a prohibitive cost for some people. They'll go, nah. You know, if I could get it for $5, I might do that. So they may have to tweak it a little bit. But anyway, that's what should be out there next month. So you'll be able to test yourself.
You just can't beat the American-built Toyota Tundra, the truck that's over-engineered where it matters most. Its dependability is the stuff of legend. And with great deals going on right now, there's never been a better time to own one. Yep, the Tundra's got all the qualities you want in a truck. It can take whatever you can throw at it, at the job site and on the weekends. Tundra is more of a workhorse than a pickup, really. Always there for you when you need it. And while Tundras are built to last, this offer won't, so get to your local Toyota dealer today and drive off in your new 2013 Tundra, complete with complimentary Toyota care. A great deal. A great reason to come in today. Get 0 for 60 plus $2,500 on a 2013 Tundra Crewmax Special Edition for a total savings over $6,900. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states ends 9/30/13.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Removing unwanted hair is one of those never-ending jobs we just dread. If you're fed up with all the shaving, waxing, and plucking, it's time to see Childs Dermatology. They can offer permanent hair reduction with the state-of-the-art Elite MPX laser. It's fast, painless, and your first step to tossing the tweezers and razors. Unwanted hair is a chore no more with the Elite MPX laser and Childs Dermatology. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
Have you ever helped someone with a problem and found that you benefited more than they did? Well, it's actually such a common experience that if you think your marriage could use some assistance, you may want to consider helping another couple strengthen theirs. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. James and Linda's 20-year marriage was on the verge of divorce when a counselor suggested they ask another couple to mentor them. They called up Dewey and Lynn Wilson, some friends they respected who they believed had a good, strong relationship. Dewey was flattered, but embarrassed. Why? Well, because he was painfully aware of flaws in his own marriage. He knew that he and Lynn had been simply coexisting for years. Their relationship looked intimate and respectable on the outside, but in reality, it was empty. How could they possibly impart to others what they didn't possess themselves? With reservations, they agreed to meet with James and Linda, and that's when the miracles began. In the process of trying to save someone else's marriage, they were forced to re-examine and overhaul their own. In the end, two marriages were restored. Dewey and Lynn's experience is by no means unique, and it speaks to the power of the mentoring process. So if your marriage needs strengthening, consider allowing a mentor to speak into your relationship. Then give of yourself to help others. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Here are two simple words that should make you reconsider waiting to buy a home. Buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,350. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 4.5%, APR 4.53%, that payment could support a $265,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6%, that same $1,350 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $215,000 mortgage. That's $50,000 worth of home that you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and maximize your buying power.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Honey, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Seeger 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. It's 7:53. As we close in on this Saturday's A&M Arkansas game, the Razorbacks are 3-1 and coming off their first loss of the season against Rutgers. Brett Bielema led Wisconsin to three straight Rose Bowls before taking the reins in Fayetteville this December. His teams are known for grinding running games, and he was asked if A&M's high-powered offense added any pressure to that.
You know, one of the things that I think an offense such as ours can bring to the table when it's functioning well is it takes an offense that wants to be on the field sitting on the sideline and watching, and that can get frustrating. It's It's happened in the past.
As for the proverbial Johnny question?
I would say going back to last spring, this summer, I dedicated a two-day study to him. Just an uncanny way to deliver the ball, no matter where he's at on the field. The receivers do an outstanding job of finding a way to get open. You see people that try everything from six-man pressures to three-man pressures and everything in between. I think it's going to be fair to say that, you know, you need to constantly have someone staying in his face or trying to get him disrupted out of the throwing game.
Pregame is set for 5. Kickoff is at 6. It's all here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. And a couple quick side notes. The Aggie Band and Reveille will not be making the trip. Arkansas said they have a rule about live mascots in the stadium, and their halftime show was already fully planned, full of activities. One last thing. If you are going to the game, there's a better than average chance it's going to rain as it stands right now. 50% during the day and even more than later on in the evening. Texas A&M swimmers Camila Adams and Sarah Henry have accepted invitations from the USA Swimming to compete in the Mutual of Omaha duel in the pool against the European All-Stars in December in Scotland. The U.S. team will be comprised of swimmers who posted the top qualifying times in Olympic events in the FINA World Championships, World University Games, and the U.S. Open.
There's a high drive toward the left field corner. Martinez going back, still going. The ball is hooking. The ball is history. Number 13 of the year for Kinsler. It is 7-3 Rangers.
Kinsler's home run just added insult to injury. The Texas Rangers kept pace with AL wildcard chase, beating Houston 7-3. And here's Ron Washington on the tight race leading into October.
And if they went out the streak and we went out the string also, then that's just the way it is. But we really can't concentrate on what Cleveland or Tampa is doing. We got to concentrate on what's in front of us. We play in a major league ball club also.
Now, that was the Astros team record 108th loss of the season. The Stros lost their 12th in a row. Texas completed a three-game sweep and finished 17-2 against the Astros with 11 straight wins in the interstate rivalry. The Rangers remain a game behind Cleveland for the AL second wildcard spot. Tampa Bay is a game ahead of the Indians, and Texas has 4 games left in the regular season with the series opener against Los Angeles, and that's later on today. In the other side, on the NL, the St. Louis Cardinals have reduced their magic number to 1 with winning the National League Central with completing the 3-game sweep of Washington. The Redbirds down the Nationals 4-1. The win leaves the Cards 3 games ahead of Pittsburgh with 3 games remaining and eliminating Cincinnati entirely. Back to the AL, the Detroit Tigers are AL Central champs for the third straight year, clinching a division with the 1-0 win over the Minnesota Twins. In the NFL, Texans wideout Andre Johnson is still day-to-day after suffering a shot in the shin against the Ravens, and here's Coach Gary Kubiak.
We'll see where we're at tomorrow. He did some today. You know, I think Andre's going to do everything he can to be there. He is very sore today, so, you know, we'll let it run its course and see how he's feeling, get these young guys ready to go.
On now to the fines. Houston outside linebacker Whitney Markelis has been fined $15,000 for his hit on Baltimore quarterback Joe Flacco, hit him under the chin in a game, and was penalized for roughing the passer. He plans to appeal the fine. Cowboys Anthony Spencer is out for the year. The Cowboys put him on the IR yesterday, and here's Jason Garrett.
He's a guy that we will sorely miss. He's been a great leader for our football team. He's been a really productive player, a guy that people on our team, players and coaches, look to as an example of how we want to do things.
And in terms of fines, Cowboys didn't want to be left out, so Dez Bryant got one, too, from the NFL, worth $7,875 for a throat-slashing gesture that he made when it got a misconduct penalty, too. It was against St. Louis. Las Vegas Bowl officials say Texas-based Royal Purple will be the new sponsor for the game. Happens December 21st, obviously in Las Vegas. And finally, Jason Johnson and Bobby Boswell scored to help the Houston Dynamo beat Trinidad's W Connection FC 2-0 last night in Group 1 of the CONCACAF Champions League. Houston improved to 2-0-1 and 7 points, and they have 7 points and moved into first place in the group. And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Seegert 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, always on time or you don't pay a dime. Click on Seegert1Hour.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Stop paying those expensive repair bills on your old, worn-out air conditioner. Seegert 1 Hour Heating and AC can replace your old unit with a new, energy-efficient model and give you up to $2,500 trade-in. Plus, Seegert 1 Hour Heating and AC technicians show up when you expect them. 1 hour is always on time, or you don't pay a dime. The $2,500 trade-in offer is only available for a limited time. Call now, 776-3750. That's 776-3750. Or click Seegert1Hour.com.
Since 1946, Acme Glass in downtown Bryan has been taking care of your glass needs. Now, most often it's because you need to have some sort of glass replacement. And if that's the case, then obviously they're there to help you out. But the way that people use glass has changed because now If you look at one of the first things that people remodel, it's usually a bathroom. And the way that you can see the work that Acme Glass has done here around town is just to stop in and see them or go to the website, because it shows examples. But what they'd be glad to do is design something for you if you're going to be doing your remodeling in your bathroom or any place else within your home. Glass can add drama, and it can add function as well. And that's true for commercial.